Don't let those other guys make your family share data. Switch to T-Mobile now and get four lines with up to 6 gigs each of 4G LTE data. Just $30 a line and no sharing. So ditch your data worries and switch to the Un-carrier today. Get to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-Mobile.
Limited time offers plus taxes and fees. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charles, your host. I want to wish everyone a great, great day and happy holidays. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up. And with that said, I want to thank everyone for supporting the Women Are Worthy radio show, for continuing to following us on social media, your great emails that I've been getting, and support. That's why this show is called Women Are Worthy, because we are worthy. And we also want to thank the men for supporting us. So on today's show, I'm very excited because this show is very personal to me. We have a great guest on the show. Her name is Ms. Cammie Walker. She is the author of 29 Gifts. And I want to get into some things before I actually start the interview with Ms. Walker. Basically, 1 month after her wedding, Cammie Walker was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, otherwise known as MS. For those of you that don't know what MS is, it's an incurable neurological condition. And Cammie, you know, the life that she loved was gone. Her symptoms became unbearable. She lost the use of her hands, vision in one eye, and eventually the ability to actually walk. So, of course, with all of that going on, it's obvious someone, you know, all of us would be spiraling in depression, and she became addicted to pain medication. And what happened was Cammie had an old neighbor. She was also, thank God, a spiritual teacher. Her name was Mbali. And Mbali had some pearls of wisdom that she gave Cammie Walker. And we're going to get into that. So without further ado, I really want to thank Ms. Cammie Walker for being on the show. And I know she's going to be a great guest. So, again, this show is very personal to me, because this woman is a phenomenal author. Her book, again, is called 29 Gifts, How a Month of Giving Can Change Your Life. And trust me, it is going to change your life once you get that book. Hello, Cammie.
Hello. It's so great to be with you.
Oh, my God.
I also have Charlie here with me, my therapy dog.
Hi, so. Charlie.
Say hi, Charlie. He doesn't bark unless there's something wrong. So, I'm excited to talk to you today, Jacqueline. Oh, I'm doing great today.
It's a Go ahead.
It's actually a relatively sunny day here in Colorado, but we've got a chill in the air. We're going to get some snow soon. So.
Oh, wow. Hold on. We have another caller calling in from 3264. Good morning, caller calling in from 3264. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How
are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're experiencing some phone difficulties, but you know what? We're not going to let the enemy win. How are you, and how may we help you? Thank you for calling in.
Well, yeah, I had heard that Cammie's on today. She's a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I wanted to put her on the spot and ask her a question. Are we there yet?
Well, you know what? Let's just dive right on in what's your name, caller?
My name's Ray.
Ray. That's my husband's name. Thank you for calling in, and I'm going to share some things with you because I want everyone to go out and buy Cammie's book. Her name is Cammie Walker, and the title of her book is called 29 Gifts, How a Month of Giving Can Change Your Life. Ray, I read that book, and it did change my life, okay? But before we dive into with Cammie, go ahead and ask her whatever question you want to ask her because this is her show.
Well, hi, Cammie. How are you doing?
I'm great today. What's up, Ray?
Good. Listen, I wanted to put you on the spot and just ask you, the Cammie that is on the book is not the Cammie that I met. For everybody to know, I just recently have met Cammie for about 6 months, and we actually just met by chance on a bus here in Denver. And when I look at her videos from back when you were speaking a lot, Cammie, and then reading your book,
The book came out in 2009, so that's important to know.
That's right. Do you feel you've changed much, Cammie, since then?
Yeah, I do. I think, Jacqueline, why don't we dive into a conversation, and then I think we'll answer Ray's question pretty easily.
Sure, let's do this. Cammie, first, before you start off, let's talk about, you know, you're going through MS, and you spoke with your spiritual leader, your spiritual counselor. What was her response?
Yes, and when I called her,
when
I called her, I was kind of expecting her to let me. I mean, she did listen to me, you know, I don't want to say whine, but she did listen to me in my situation that at the time where I was just physically incapacitated totally. And now my life is different. Like I am colorblind in my right eye and I do have blurred vision in my right eye. But I can see, you know, and I can walk and I can talk. And some people with MS can't even talk. I mean, I have an aunt with multiple sclerosis who is, you know, they have to literally get her out of a bed, out of her bed with a crane, you know, where she has primary progressive MS, and I have relapsing and really remitting MS, and they're a little bit different, and that's one thing the book does that I feel is kind of useful. It teaches people a little bit about MS. It talks about some of the science of MS and some of the causes of MS, but it does it in a way that's kind of more, it's because it's a diary of the gifts that I gave when Imbali said, you know, wanting to get sympathy from her basically. And instead what she did is she said, no, you know, you're feeding your disease. You're obsessed with your disease. And instead of focusing on that, why don't you focus on reaching out every day and doing something for other people? And she told me that it didn't have to be something huge. Like, all I could do was, you know, a $1 donation somewhere or take something to Goodwill or take my dog for a walk. Even, you know, like she didn't, she said that the gifts could be simple things. And so I started to give, and my first gift was just my first gift was just a phone call. It was just a phone call to another friend who was living with MS, and her name is Lori. And, you know, each chapter in the book basically just talks about the gifts that I gave, you know, where there's a chapter for each gift, and some of the chapters are only two pages long. So it's a pretty quick read. I don't know if you'd agree, Jacqueline, because I know you've read the whole book.
It is.
And so I would say I've changed in that at least physically I'm functional, you know, and back then I wasn't at all. And I do deal with some mental health issues that sometimes are challenging for me.
Yeah.
But everybody has their thing that they have to deal with. And I just do the best that I can every day to reach out. Even when I feel like I just want to curl up in a ball and not do anything. Jacqueline, did you have a particular gift in the book that struck you that you want to talk about maybe?
Well, this is what I want to talk to. This is what I want to go back to. For those that are listening and probably will be listening on the broadcast, I want to tell them the reason why. I want to, you know, talk about some reviews so they can understand the reason. And we're going to talk about the gifts in a minute. One of the reviews,
okay.
Someone by the name of Momentum wrote, Walker's book gives a new meaning to the phrase, giving better than receiving. The lessons of 29 gifts are applicable to everyone, healthy or not. It's an easy and enjoyable read, but more importantly, it opens the reader's eyes to the ultimate gift. Like we've been talking about, Cammie, giving to others. It takes a village, and it's all about giving to others. And there's another review I'd like to read. Walker has written her book in such a way that readers from any faith path should be able to take away something of value. Walker is brutally honest about the physical, psychological, and emotional impacts of MS in her life. She doesn't candy coat. I prefer to use the word sugarcoat, her symptoms or challenges that they present. So, you know, the reviews. So, again, this book, 29 Gifts, it does not necessarily about her MS. This is, you know, her diary, her coping mechanism, and she figured out a way, because usually, Cammie and Ray, if you could agree, sometimes when things are going on in our life, we don't think about others. Just like Mbala mentioned to you, we're so focused on what's going on with us or that incident or that event that you can't think outside of that. Someone who has cancer, their life begins with cancer, and they go the minute they wake up with cancer to the time they go to bed. I know for me, when things are really, really bad, what I try to do, and I've learned this early, is to give. Whether it's going to a soup kitchen, whether it's because somehow for me it's better to give than to receive. What do you say about that, Ray?
You know, I really agree with you, and I think like in light of the times that this is going on today, with so much of the darkness and the hatred and the rhetoric, more than ever. If you believe in a light, you giving, I think, is a reflection of that, just as love is a reflection of our humanity. You know, so, yeah, I think give, you know, and as one of the things I thought was cool with Cammie is that it doesn't matter if you give to the same person, like her first one was a phone call, but that she ended up giving, I forgot what chapter was in there, but to the same person, you know, giving an idea or giving hope. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not, again, not what or who. It's a simple act of that opens you up that we are one species. We are a village. We're a family. But, we have to think like that, you know, and we just get caught up in our daily lives. And this is a good way to existent ourselves, you know.
Cammie, what was the hardest gift? What was the gift you really had to think about before you were actually able to do it?
Probably I would say, there were days where all of them felt hard, but Grandma's gift, which I have my book right here. I was just trying to find out what chapter that is.
While she's finding the chapter, Ray, what intrigued you? You met Cammie. What intrigued you to remain friends with her?
Well, she's a hard friend to have because she's very stubborn, but she's very giving. right now, like, she'll give me stuff to give to people I know at work, she'll give gifts for me to give and for her, because she can't really get up and get around. So I'll give, like, these little compacts she gave me to give my friends, my female friends at work, and they loved it,
right.
And just for me being the intermediary in between that giving process, if you know what I mean, is pretty cool, and I try to. I always thought I was a pretty generous person as I'm not a rich man by far, but I'll hand change to somebody if they look like they really need it or something like that, and even if it's my last change, my last dollar, and so she kind of reflects that, and she lives very simply. She doesn't reflect a lot of excess, in today's society, a lot of it's excess. And, she's down to the basics, and she's honest, brutally honest. So those things I find appealing as a friend, what I mean?
And refreshing, because one of Cammie's things that I did the other day, and this is the only forum that I'll talk about it, and it's only because we're talking about this. I was in a store the other day, and this lady, she wanted to buy two items, and I think she only had enough for one, and I'm not rich by far. But I saw how important that item was for her, and I know what my budget was for that day to be in that store. So what I did was I put back one of my items, and I heard her and the cashier talking, and she was like, no, I can't get this. And, so I told the cashier, I said, I got it. She didn't hear what I said, the customer. So, and the cashier was looking at me like, what? And I said, I got this. So the lady was putting back the item. I said, because see, when you're trying to help people, sometimes they're like, they don't believe it. It's like in a state of disbelief.
Oh.
Like, you don't even know
me.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's almost offensive, like, okay, wait a minute, calm down. I'm doing this from my heart. There's no candid cameras. I'm doing this because God has told me to do it. So,
one of my first gifts that I gave, was I decided to try to, like, I gave this gift to myself where at the time I was married to a man named Mark, who the book is dedicated to my parents and to Mark, but we've been divorced since about 6 months after the book came out. So that's one of the very big challenges that I've had to overcome, I'd say, is losing not just one, but actually two marriages over the years. But coming back to the book a little bit, because you asked which was the hardest to give. And it's odd that, because it was actually a simple gift. Like, it's the items are simple. But it was a gift for my grandmother, who she was my last, she's passed since then. But at the time, she was my last living grandparent. And it was her 86th birthday. And each chapter is dated because it is like a journal. It's like a diary of the gifts that I give each day and some of the things that I learn and some of the things that come back to me, like there's one thing that I learned is that if you're not giving, then you're not receiving. You know, if you shut down, if you shut down your desire to, or your, and I mean, a gift can just be a prayer. A gift can be a positive thought or a compliment that is genuine. It could be, you know, the thing that is, I think, very cool about this, and I'll call it a prescription from Mbali to give 29 gifts in 29 days, is it challenges you a little bit to be creative. And so this day, one of the things I was doing in this at this time in this book, because I was forcing myself to get out and walk every day. And so one of the things I did is I walked across the street to a shop to look for something for my grandmother. And I was living in Hollywood at the time, and it wasn't Hollywood Hills. It was much the more seedy part of Hollywood. But I walked over to the store and looked around, and I found a dish towel and a little pot holder, which, you know, I wish we had video, because I actually have those items now. Like when my grandma passed, those were some of the things that came back to me. You know, but they had little chickens on them, and the chickens reminded me of gathering eggs with my grandma on her farm when I was a little girl. And so I just knew that the gift would be something that she would, you know, because I wrote a note with it and wrapped it nicely and sent it in the mail. And I knew that it would be something that she would appreciate and use, because she cooked a lot. And I was actually surprised when I came back to her house, like right before the last time I saw her before she died. And she had the dish towel hanging on her, like hanging on one of her, it was hanging up, you know, not like something that she was using. And it was more on display. And I found that odd for my grandma, because she was a woman that, you know, I just fully had expected it to, the towel especially, to make it into her kitchen and be used. And it never was used until it came back to me, and now I use it almost every day. And so that gift was challenging, because I knew at the time that my grandma was, you know, it was her 86th birthday. I knew that I might not see her again before she passed away. I think that's why that gift was a little bit challenging to give. And I also had to, like, I was on a budget at the time, you know, like and I am now too. I live on fixed income, you know, and it's like, you kind of said earlier, Jacqueline, it's really easy to kind of crumble into this idea that there's not enough for all of us, that there's not enough to go around, there's not enough of everything, there's not enough energy, there's not enough, you know, whatever. I mean, we've seen some pretty dramatic things happen in our world in the last, well, not just the last couple of weeks, but, you know, it's you turn on the news and it's not usually very good news. Let's just put it that way.
Sometimes you got to be your own good news, don't you?
Yeah, and sometimes you have to create good news or create good energy, it's this practice that Mbali suggested to me wasn't about how, you know, you need to go out and give $100 to a charity. You know, that at the time, at least at the beginning of this story, I didn't feel capable of doing that. you know, it was more small gestures, like doing things for my, at the time, doing things for my husband because our marriage was under a lot of strain. And, you know, the marriage didn't make it. And that's something that's sad, but it was just reality. And sometimes reality is hard to face, but that divorce made me stronger in the end, you know, and going through that loss made me stronger in the end. And I was interested, Jacqueline, because you said that you had started to give gifts. I was interested to hear what other types of gifts you've given. You gave us one that you helped someone, you know, you kind of anonymously helped someone who needed an item at the store. Is there anything else you've done that was where you reached out of your comfort zone? And you're right, sometimes people aren't open to the gifts. I mean, there were times where I had to just turn and walk away because someone said no, you know. Like one day I offered flowers to someone and she just didn't want them, you know. So I took the rest home. So Jacqueline?
Ray?
Yes, I'm here.
Is Ray? Yeah. I knew she was going to come on the show and take over the reins and be the host instead of the guest. I knew she was going to do that when she told me, well, Jackie, I'm interested in what you do. That's how bossy she is. I'll tell you what I have been doing, Cammy, to answer your question. I've several things. Now when I see a woman, whatever, you know, I like to say, pay her a compliment. That's one of the gestures. Like, oh, my God, your smile is beautiful, and to truly mean it. Or you know what? Your shoes. Oh, my God. And one of the things, because I want to pay particular, for me, I want to focus on women because we don't do that enough. So I try to give any woman that I come in contact with three women a day, I try to give compliments to. Women I don't know, if I'm going to the store or wherever I am, I'll stop a stranger. So let me use the word a stranger. Also, when I'm in a restaurant, the managers are so used to people complaining that I take the time to ask whoever is my wait staff to get the manager or the general manager over to my table and compliment in front of them with their manager. So I try to do little things that may not be a lot, but it's important to me because in this world, it's all reality-based. It's all about complaints. It's all about salacious journalism. You know, no one's taking the time. And I often say, Cammy, why can't people be nice the way they are during the holidays? Why can't we get that 365 days a year? You know, it amazes me. So I try to do little things. I try to, you know, go to the soup kitchens. And when I'm there, I want to respect these men and I call them sir. I did that this week, and this guy freaked out, like, why are you calling me sir? I'm a bum. You're not a bum. You're a child of God. You're a sir as far as I'm concerned. So your book has taught me some things to think outside of the box. And, again, this is the only forum I'll talk about that because I don't want my, you know, what I'm doing, oh, I do this and raise my hand. This is what I do. But you asked a question, and I'm here to answer that question. So I do believe in giving. I don't care how small it is. Just say hello to someone. You know, you never know because there's so many people contemplating suicide that one hello may change their mind, you know. So, Ray, what have you been giving?
Well, I am not a very giving person, but let's see, the little things. No, I give my time. I give a lot of my time to my kids and my grandkids when they need it. Sometimes, even if it's just $10, you know, I can help them out with that. Because like I said, you know, pretty not very wealthy man, you know, around $8,000-$10,000 a year. So, you know, and I pay, you know, got some debts and stuff. But so giving to me is more like sharing a good time. Right. Well, here, you know, like here in Colorado, you know, it's legal that we, you know, we smoke marijuana here. So, like,
right.
My friends will ask me sometimes, you know, if I can share of that, and I will. So, and that's, you know, that's probably the most I share a lot of is that, because I always seem to have some on hand. And it always reciprocates, you know, it always reciprocates to me. And you know, we share and we laugh and we have a good time. So it's all in good, you know, in good harmony. So, so yeah, in all honesty, that's what I share a lot of is that and my humor. I also share a lot of my humor. And a lot of people wouldn't say share, they would say inflict. But no, it's truly a lot of fun. You just those are some examples of what I do out here.
Cammie, I want to say something. This is what your book has taught me, okay? Ray mentioned something about time. And you know, it's not the big gestures. He makes anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 a year. I'll tell you now what your book has helped me with. Time is the most important and valuable thing you can give someone because, one, you can't get it back.
Yeah.
And it's more important than $100,000. And I know whoever's listening may be thinking, are you crazy? It's more important because I'd rather you spend time with me and because you're taking time out of your busy schedule. And, Ray, you did something phenomenal, whether you believed it or not, and I just said it's valuable. You're taking time out of your schedule to call in support of Cammie. So that's better than $50,000 or whatever it is. You know, in this country, we chase the money. We don't value the time.
We do.
So, Cammie, I want to take that time to thank you for letting me, for opening up that third eye, for allowing me to realize time is a valuable gift. And I want to thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, and it really took right at the beginning of the story in the book. It was the first day that things started to shift for me, you know, where I went out to a restaurant. Someone paid for my breakfast that day, which I was living in LA, and that just didn't happen in LA. You know, people don't just randomly pay for your breakfast. But someone did that day. This guy who had been sitting next to me, who I had talked to a little bit. And then I realized that I think it was, you know, like right in the beginning of the story where I realized, oh my gosh, I don't have my cane and it's like 6 blocks to get home. And it was hot that day, which for people who, at least for me, heat and MS just don't mix that well. And, so I was worried about trying to walk home without my cane, and I finally decided, well, I'm just going to try and do it because I could either sit here and wait for Mark, my husband, to come back from his audition, and who knew when that was going to happen, or I could just try to go home, you know? And I do remember that walk being like, it felt like it was like, you know, 6 blocks felt like a mile, and getting to the bottom of my stairs, like I remember, you know, literally crawling up my stairs, like being grateful that I made it back home, you know? And this book is something that I think is good for this time of year, but it's good for any time of year, the message that the book carries, you know? You know, Mbali talks about how giving is reciprocal, that if you give, and it's about, like, you know, time is one of the most precious gifts you can give, I think. And maybe tolerance and understanding right now are really important. And like there was one day where I gave my gift that day was to, I did a small amount of yoga and I did a mantra. I sent out a mantra to the world, and that's gift 6 in the book, where, you know, it's not, again, you know, sometimes I think people think you have to make these really grand, huge gestures, but you don't. You can help that next person in line along somehow. You can, like, one of the things that I did after, because I gave every day for a year, for the, like, there's a year, kind of like a year checkup at the end of the book, where I kind of talk about how my life had changed, and there's also a section about Mbali, and there's a letter from Mbali, which I always tell people, you know, read the letter from Mbali, because it gives you suggestions for how to go about this practice. You know, she suggests that maybe, some people like to plan it, but that's what, you know, she suggests, to make it more organic and more, just look for the opportunities, and when you can, you reach out, you know? And
right.
She doesn't recommend overgiving, which can put you into deficit, like into a state of, I don't really know what the right word is, but it's the opposite of abundance, you know?
Debt. We call it debt. Rick and Ray and I call that debt.
Yes, we do. I think it's a moderation in all things.
Right.
Is, you know, and we know that. You eat too much chocolate cake, you're going to get sick. I mean, in anything. So it's moderation. So,
but then you also
giving,
have
think,
people, right, you also have people who think that if they give money-wise, monetary, and talk about and exploit it, that makes them a better person.
Well, right, and it truly is not where it should be coming from. You know, truly, gift should be silent, should be, you know, for you. Because it's a gift you're actually giving yourself, too, when you think about it.
That's not necessarily the message of the book, though. Because I decided to write down what I gave each day and what I learned, and this book took a year the acknowledgement section is like 4 pages long, you know. It took a year, and it took a huge village to make this book happen. And it carries a timeless message that I think is important for us to remember right now, and that is that something that you brought up, that we're all human, we're all one, we're all connected, and whatever kind of spirit you know, some people use the word God, others use other words, but there is something that connects us all, and on an energy level and on a spiritual level, and you know, that's what this book really, when you get down to it talks about a spiritual journey that I went through, you know, and how I came out the other side a stronger person, and someone who was able to actually get my thoughts down and get it into something that I could hold in my hand and call a book, which that was a huge dream of mine. And, you know, I think that came from my mother. My mom was a kindergarten teacher, and she taught me how to read really early. And she was unbearably patient with me. You know, she raises my son now, and she's a saint for real. Like, I know that she's teaching him how to read, and it's like the idea that I wanted to write a book wasn't really, it's not like it just came to me one day and so I thought, oh, I'm going to write this book and it's going to become a New York Times bestseller and it's going to get published in all these languages and I'm going to get to travel and I'm going to get to give to the MS Society and I'm going to get to do things I never thought I would get to do. Like, that all that did unfold from this book, but it wasn't anything that I expected to happen. You know, I didn't have, like, when I decided, okay, I'll say yes and I'll write the book and I'll put it out there, I didn't know what to expect. I was actually shocked when my editor called me, the day that my editor called me and said, your book hit the New York Times list, we're at number 18 on overall nonfiction. And I was like, what? How is that possible? And, you know, I mean, it wasn't that I was like unbearably humble. It just that I was just shocked that how can that happen, because it happened really fast. And that's part of what made it challenging, actually, was all of a sudden I was somebody, you know, like I went from being nobody to being somebody overnight. And that was a big, I had to kind of step into this new persona of being this author, you know, and a positive force in the world. And sometimes I'm not always positive. And that's what I want people to know, is like, this doesn't have to be done perfectly. This give a gift a day for 29 days. Do something simple each day for 29 days for someone and see what happens. See if things change for yourself. And Mbali recommends, you know, keeping a journal and writing things down. And there's a website where you can do that at 29gifts.org. Like, we do have a website up there where you can journal about your giving, and you don't have to do it in a way that's bragging. It's more about just kind of keeping track of things, you know?
Right.
Like,
right.
Really actually being mindful.
Yeah, there was a video blog on there, too, I thought. Some girl in Texas recently on your website.
Yeah,
I had
started
video. So I've even seen video blogs. That was cool.
Yeah,
you know what, Cammie, what I want to ask is, can you tell them, I want people to know if they need to contact you. You mentioned 29gifts.org. Can you mention other areas? Where were you, what is your Twitter handle, your Instagram handle, and your website again? Because there's people that want to know how they can get the book, how they can get in contact with you, and things like that. Can you just give out your information?
Before I do that, I'm going to take off, guys, and I want Cammie.
Okay.
I love the book. You know, you guys, it's truly in a good place. It's a great example that, you know, but, and ma'am, this show is thank you for having this show. This is really great. But I got to run, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah, so Cammie, where can people get in contact with you or find out where your book is and things like that? How can they do that?
Well, really the best place, the easiest place to get the book is just on Amazon.com. You can also check your local library. A lot of the libraries do have it, or they can order it. My
and handle?
Facebook, well, there's so many here. Okay, so my Twitter, which I don't tweet that much, but it's just at CammieWalker29. And my Facebook is facebook.com/CammieWalker, CammiWalker. And then there's actually a Facebook page for the book, which is facebook.com/29gifts, 29 gifts. So Facebook slash 29 gifts. And then, so the best way to reach me is probably through Facebook, or you can tweet me, but I sometimes don't tweet back because I sometimes don't notice my Twitter. But I think through the Facebook page at 29 gifts, facebook.com/29gifts, or really at 29gifts.org itself, where I do check in and I tell stories when I can, and I will send people, you know, little connection requests. And a 29gifts.org is a site that is starting to grow, and it's kind of like its own mini little social network of people who are giving. And it's part of, well, like you created a movement, you said, you know, earlier with Women
Right.
Are Worthy, that's part of what you do. And I feel like with 29 Gifts, that's like, it's more than a book. It is a movement. And the book, you know, just to give, because some people want numbers, you know, they like, well, I want to know how can you say you've influenced people with this book? And I can say, well, I do know that the book has been translated into at least 8 other languages, you know, and
it
has reached an audience in English, I think, close to 70,000 copies.
Right. Correct.
You know, it's not like it's taken over the world or anything, but there has been some success for sure. And it's important to celebrate the success and to know that there were times where I was so like, so consumed inside myself that I couldn't reach out to anyone, and that's not a great place to be. You know, you want to be in a place where you're actually able to reach out for help. And I think this book carries a message of hope. And that's what
Yes.
people need right now, is hope and some kind of a little energy or a little bit of creative fire, you know, under their belly that will make you want to not just read the book, because, you know, you can read a portion of the book for free on Amazon with the Look Inside feature. But to try this, you know, to actually try the giving and giving consciously and mindfully every day, it could be something that really does transform your life. I think that.
Well, Cammie,
one thing about the book is it doesn't just have my story. It also in the back has stories from, I think, 9 other people.
Yeah.
Who gave 29 gifts and had positive experiences, you know. So.
Cammie, I want to interject there because you said something that the book does not, it's not changing, not lives, but it's not, you know, it's not that big. But I disagree with that because is that your background noise?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're working on the roof on our building.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I told you things happen. But I disagree with that because when one person reads that book, they'll apply that principle. And then someone will see so the seed was planted by that book. And then everyone who's reading the book, they're applying. You cannot but try to apply that gift to your life. You can't. So I think that book is gradually changing lives and possibly changing generations. Because if you change someone's mindset, that's changing a generational thinking. You get what I'm saying? So I think your book, you know, you're not going to say it because you're not trying to be, because you're a very modest person. So I'm going to say it because I'm not related to you. I wasn't paid to read the book. This was just me. You know, that's what I do when I'm doing my research. So I'm saying it's huge. And as you mentioned, this time of year, and it shouldn't just be this time of year, because as I said earlier, I am just, like, so disgusted. People who are normally nasty are so nice during the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's holiday. Then they transform back into their self. So I think this book, it's great all, you know, throughout the year. And it definitely, I don't know, your book kind of put a little pep to my step. I'm going to be honest, because I do think I'm a nice person, but I think your book made me, that's the word, this is the word that your book has done for me, and I'll say it, made me more present. You know,
nice.
That's what your book has done, made me more present. And, you know, before I'm telling people, oh, you need to take time to smell the roses, now I can actually see the bee that's on the rose, not just focus on the rose. I'm more present today than I was before. And for me, your book is just, I think it's a good thing, and we need more books like that. We need more shows like that. We need, you know, this is something that should be on television, teaching our young. This should be in school. This should be a curriculum in school, because, you know, it's karma. Just because you wrote this book, did you not put that together because you wrote this book? That's, or were thinking about this book, that's why that man paid for your food?
There are churches that have used this book, you know, to actually raise money for events. The book has been used in, I know, one kindergarten class in, or not kindergarten, a second grade class in Moss Beach, California. They did a project and they sent me a book with all their pictures that they drew. You know, there's a professor on our website, Mitch Goldfarb, I think is his name. Mitch, on our website on 29gifts.org. He's a professor of mindfulness, actually, who uses the 29 Gifts book in his curriculum every year for 200 students every semester. You know, so it is kind of amazing to me what has happened with this book, that things that I never expected have unfolded that have been very positive and have made me feel like not only, like, people tell me that they get sucked into the book right away, right at the beginning, you know, that it's kind of the kind of story that you kind of want to know what happens next and what's going to happen next and what's going to happen next and what's going to happen next. And it's a good gift for this time of year, you know, like books. I think if we give books to people, it's passing on ideas. It's passing on, a connection and a spark of an idea to somebody that maybe they hadn't thought of something like this before as a way of coping with challenging things, you know?
Right.
I mean, this isn't, you know, it's not that normal where you call looking for pity and instead you get a prescription to give 29 gifts in 29 days. Like, you know, by day 14, I was walking totally, completely unassisted without my cane. You know, like, that at that time, that was a miracle. Now, that's not, like, I'm more mobile than that. I actually can practice yoga when I remember to, you know, like, I'm more than my diagnosis today.
Right.
And,
amen.
And that is, what is really important, is for people to know that you can step into a larger persona. You can be something bigger. your life can expand, you know, and change for the better. And at least that's what happened for me when I decided to say yes to this suggestion.
Tammy, we're down to 5 minutes of the show, and I told you, I think I should have scheduled a two-hour interview because, you know, the fact that you were diagnosed with multiple, you know, MS, you went through a divorce, you called your spiritual person, and she gave you, like you said, a great prescription, and it turned your life around because you went from not walking or not being able to walk to now, you know, you walking, and you just mentioned yoga. So let me ask you a question. Has writing this book or this journey, has this made you more spiritual?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's
and
forced me
what,
to. Go ahead.
There's a delay on the phone. It's a 3-second delay. What would you like to leave the audience with? Like, before we wrap up the show, what advice or gift or pearls of wisdom would you like to tell the listeners?
I would just like to challenge you to try this for 29 days, to try giving for 29 days, and know that giving can be something that, you know, maybe you just give someone a little space one day so that you don't have to, like, you know, so that you don't have to fight. Like, maybe you take a deep breath and step back and deal with a situation differently today. Just try to use this day for the best, for the common good. And I do think that giving and receiving is spiritual, and I just hope to see some of you on my website at 29gifts.org, and I hope to see some of you online in the other places that we'll mention. And I assume, Jacqueline, that, you know, if we wanted to talk again, we can. Maybe this is just the beginning of a collaboration. Who knows? Oh.
Honey, we will talk again. This is just the beginning. This is not, okay, after the conversation we're having, it's over. This is only the beginning. This is the best of what's yet to come, or this is the beginning of the best of what's yet to come. So, you know, and again, if you need me to do anything, post things, or talk about what you're doing again, let me know. We're definitely going to schedule another conversation with you. And I know it needs to be longer. I knew it because I knew the bossiness in you. I knew you had it in you. So I knew I should have done that. But we're going to do this again. And for me, again, Cammy, you know, we have 2 minutes left, so I just want to wrap up the show. I want to thank our guest, Miss Cammy Walker. You know, she's the author of 29 Gifts. It's a phenomenal book. You guys have to go on Amazon. Her name, again, is Miss Cammy Walker. You have to get this book. It's going to change your world. It's definitely changed mine. So she has MS, and she talks about her journey, and it talks about, you know, she's calling someone for, I guess, she wants to say, I guess you may call it a pity party. And the person basically said, fuck it up. No, this is what you need to do. You're going through some challenges. You now need to give back. And as she mentioned, this book is great not just for this time of year, but any time of the year. I can definitely endorse the book because I read the book and I love what the book has in there. So, and I want to thank our listeners thank you for tuning in again. Thank you for supporting us. And with the Women Are Worthy show, we're taking a brief hiatus in December because it's the holidays. I want to spend some time with my family, and we're going to come back full force. You're going to be seeing me on some of the series that I'll be doing. I think we're going to be doing a show on the 20th. I'll give information about that. So with that said, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. We want to thank Ray for calling in and supporting Cammy. And most of all, Cammy, thank you, my sister, for being very supportive. Thank you for coming on the show. And most importantly, thank you for giving me the gift of being present by reading the book. So I want you to have a wonderful day, okay?
Well, I really love what you said, that this book is helping you be more present. That's exactly what I hope people feel. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, and have a
all
good
right.
day. Bye-bye, guys.
Don't let those other guys make your family share data. Switch to T-Mobile now and get four lines with up to 6 gigs each of 4G LTE data. Just $30 a line and no sharing. So ditch your data worries and switch to the Un-carrier today. Get to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-MOBILE. Limited time offers plus taxes and fees. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. See store for details.